Everyone wants justice for victims, right? I never doubted that. Until this. After all they heard. After all they know. A man who beat and beat and terrorized his wife until he just snuffed her out. They let him go. For reasons that have nothing to do with what he did to those two people. I don't know why they were here. So I don't know why I'm here. I stole out of bed to the spinning wheel. As my fingers touched the wool, I heard Beatrice calling to me. The king's daughter calling to the potter's daughter. Beatrice, the illegitimate daughter of King Alfonso el Sabio the Wise, from 200 years ago. Sevilla was their special city. It stirred Alfonso's romantic sensibilities. It was an arranged engagement. I was 9 years old when my parents fixed it. Mustafa Dar was already 30 at that time. But father wanted someone who could look after me the way he had done himself, and Mustafa Dar was a man known to Daddy G as a solid type. Then my parents died, and Mustafa Dar went to England and said he would send for me. But it was many years ago. I have his photo, but he's like a stranger to me. Even his voice, I do not recognize it on the phone.
It's a party? And you're both talking to other people, and you're laughing and shining, and you look across the room and you catch each other's eyes. But not because you're possessive or because it's precisely sexual, but because that is your person in life.
Until I was 10, she dressed me like a boy. Our neighbors thought I was a boy. It hid her shame, and it protected me. But that also made me stronger inside. And I can still tap that strength to fight for Afghan woman.
The day I turned 14, a palmist at the school fair predicted I'd be married before the year was out. Never, I told her. Never. I'm going to make it to the highest office. I'm going to university.
Oh,
that might happen too, she said, calmly. And so it came to pass. Just so.